Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, the healthcare, can you believe this? That you know, at first, you know, it happened, and we were on the air, as a matter of fact. We were on the air when that came in. And when it came in, you know, we were saying it should be happening today. And I just want you to be able to hear what was happening that day. And this is from a previous program on July the 12th, I believe. No, July, well, when they broke it, whenever it was. We were on the air and listened. You might hear me kind of dizzy a little bit. I'm like, oh, okay, wait a minute. And we're trying to hunt out, what does this mean? What does this mean? And I got to come back and talk to you afterwards, because there's more I want to share with you. Because now they're talking about they're going to have the right to be able to seize your property, take your money, and put you in jail for not doing this, because it is considered now a tax. Listen up from a previous program. Well, you know, this is exciting to have us all on the air today, and we're able to, you know, talk about, you know, all the things that are taking place or what we can actually squeeze in. But today is the day they rule on the healthcare law, right?
Yes, yes, this is true. I think they're expecting by 11 o'clock Eastern time, they're expecting to have a ruling, the Supreme Court is, on whether this is going to be upheld, which with so many things going back and forth, we just really don't even know right now. The pundits are actually kind of shocked right now.
Shocked. Come on.
I know.
They know everything. Right?
Absolutely.
What does pundit mean? Paycheck to take up time? Anyway, so, I mean, think about it. It's like, didn't you just say last week up and this week you're saying down?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? People bought stock off that stuff. What are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to encourage you, if you haven't yet, go on and see the VFN TV blog. It has highlights on it. It has things that we're talking about in VFN radio. And you can get to it by going to VFNTV.com, VFNTV.com. And it has, a, you know, we always want to look at the news. We look at, try to look at, you know, the news as it is. But we also try to find out, you know, what is God's perspective of this? We can't just buy into what people are saying. We got to find out, you know, what's God's perspective. Because you might find out, believe it or not, men's perspective is not God's perspective. Can you believe that? That was John shaking his head, yes. Yeah, you can believe it. Well, I'll tell you this, that there is a different perspective. God cares about the sick. So you need to go find on the VFN TV blog before we just jump on the bandwagon and going, yeah, no health care. Yeah, we got health care. And just, you know, explore, you know, what begin to think about what is God's perspective. And it's called Healthcare Law, God's Perspective. And it's just Pat and I talking about it. And it's got a little link there that you can listen to the actual broadcast that happened that day. And, you know, be open to possibly needing to adjust a little bit. You know, God is into taking care of the sick. And what you'll find out in that is that on Judgment Day, we will be judged and we'll actually be separated. John, we'll be separated based on whether we took care of the sick or not.
Right.
When I was sick. You visited me, took care of me. And so, and the ones that didn't were considered goats. Jesus is saying this, right? Is this not Jesus saying this?
That's right.
This is
so,
Jesus.
So forget about what men are saying. This is what Jesus is saying. And he didn't say nothing unless he heard the Father say it, right?
That's right.
That's right.
And he said, but, you know, the ones that were taking care of people that they didn't even know that it was Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And, and he said, you took care of me when I was sick. And so they said, when did we do this? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And so we can't just jump on the bandwagon. And it talks about that if only 4% of the church, according to George Barna, the people that profess to be believers in Jesus Christ, are even honoring God and not robbing from him, by the way, in tithes and offerings, how in the world can the church even do that? You know, how can we would be much more effective in taking care of the sick, like the Methodist hospitals and the Catholic hospitals, Catholic social services, and different hospitals that are out there in the name of the Lord. That so, you know, it gives you this perspective that if, you know, God cares so much about the sick and the poor, if his people won't take care of them, if we won't voluntarily give our money up and give him his tithes and offerings so that things could be met and give offerings,
then he'll tax us and take it from us. You know, so we can't be marching in the street pointing at the world and say, get your act together, when we ourselves are walking in rebellion and robbing God. So you got to get perspective so that you don't walk yourself into a trap. Because God, listen to this, Pat, think about it. God is watching us. Yeah. This is a new concept to today's church. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro. He's watching everything we do, which means this: if you sin, repent. You know, he already knows about it. You're not breaking news to him. Just let him know, I'm sorry. And he's quick to forgive. But then think about it before you do something, that he's watching you. And if you love him, you're not going to want to hurt him. You're not going to want to disappoint him. And therefore, we want to do things his way. So I encourage you, if you have not yet done that.
Here goes, the news is coming in.
Wow. The ruling just came out from the the Supreme Court. Let me check it out here, what it says, so you can hear it. This is breaking news on VFN radio.
From a previous
The
program.
Supreme Court has upheld the individual mandate. The Supreme Court has upheld the individual mandate.
Wow.
Which is mandated health care. We will get more analysis on that in the future. But realize, just as I said, if you go back and listen to what God's perspective is on that, that if we're not going to take care of the poor, if we're just going to say, take care of yourself, and, you know, and you're going to have to, you know, we're not doing anything about it. You know, we're not intricately involved. If we're robbing from God while we're saying that, it's not going to end up well. I mean, God's going to do what he needs to do to take care of the people he loves, which is the human race.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. We got the details on the ruling on the Supreme Court. This is what they basically ruled on. Get ready. Oh, my goodness. You know, when you prophesy things, you're, you know, you're deep in your heart, you're going like, I really hope.
I hope.
I hope. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, things can change. You know, you can prophesy and people can respond. But, you know, the Supreme Court upholds the health care law. They're basically saying this, that the individual mandate that requires that most Americans requires, this is, you know, you're struggling to put gas in your tank, right? But this is going to require you to buy health insurance or pay a fine.
Oh, my goodness.
How'd you get that ticket? Were you speeding? No, I was starving, and they told me I had to buy health insurance.
Wow.
And he says, and they made this ruling that it's constitutional as a tax. Listen. You got to understand this. You know, and I said this some time back, and people were like, well, no, you know, I'm watching my reality shows. I don't really have time, and my air conditioner's blowing on me, and I'm just a comfortable, spoiled American Christian. That he hired, you know, the stimulus money. Oh, my goodness. You got to go to VFN TV, and you got to hear SOS. You got to hear that message. The message is, you know, is it going to be Samuel or Saul? And it's a battle between God's form of government or man's form of government. And the church cried out, and they're still crying out. They're saying that men are the answer. They're saying the government's got, man's government's the answer, not God's government.
Right.
And until we turn to God, let me tell you what he did with the stimulus money. Well, some of the things I know. He hired 16,000 IRS agents.
Wow.
16,000. I mean, there's only 50 states. I mean, come on, you know?
Right.
And now this healthcare mandate, is a tax. I mean, can you put two and two together? 16,000 people on top of what was already there in the IRS are now going to go, and they're going to exercise and collect the funds available to be able to provide health care for those in need, which I'm totally for taking care of people. I mean, totally. Remember what I said just a few moments before this ruling came out was, you know, the church is not honoring God. They're robbing from God. You know, and not only that, with the 4%, John, according to George Bana, that the traditional church is paying $1.3 million per baptized believer. You know, that's crazy. Go dunk them in the river and help somebody with that. You know what I'm saying?
Tell me about it.
And it's like God is, because we didn't do it right, As a matter of fact, that's today's, you know, wisdom moment. We're going to talk about that. Oh, this is just timely. Oh, this is perfect. You know, we're going to talk about wisdom moment in just a moment. But because we didn't do it, because we chose not to do it by choice, no, God's going to do it by force.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
How about that?
Because it's not like God said, hey, you know, if you don't mind, if you don't, you know, he's going, no, I care about the sick. I care about the homeless. I care about those that you're not caring about. He that lends to the poor lends to God. Are you lending to God, right? Mm. And so here we are. It's just perfect timing right on top of that. Today's wisdom moment, we're coming from Proverbs 28:2. Proverbs 28:2. And understand that 16,000 IRS agents have been sitting there waiting for this mandate to be approved so they can go exercise it, because they'll be the new insurance agents. They'll be going collecting the premiums to be able to pay for health care.
Mm-hmm. More.
But can the church really say anything?
Right. Yeah.
You know, they're behind right now a Mormon candidate who believes that he will eventually be God, a God. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, go find out. You can find that. We're going to talk about that today.
Yeah,
we are in trouble.
We're in trouble. And the Christians are sitting side by side, and big leaders are saying, you know, this is my Christian brother. And it's like, if anybody preaches you to other Jesus, I mean, you're going to find out probably on the VFN TV. You're going to have to see the session on VFN TV. It's called Angels of Light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another Jesus, and it'll be made available.
Right.
But when a baptism pool is sitting on the back of 12 bulls, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, there's always a mixture. You ever seen those bumper stickers that has like every God on the back of the bumper sticker?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Coexisting.
Yeah,
right.
Coexisting,
there is
integrated.
No coexisting with the enemy.
You know, which is an Ahab, Jezebelic type form government. God's people surrendered over to that. And it's like a mixture of gods. Well, you know, there's no other gods before him, right? I mean, there's
right.
And so that doesn't work. And so just because you have Jesus mixed in your cake doesn't mean that's a Jesus cake.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you find out more about that. But today's wisdom moment is this. This is from, you know, it's the 28th of the month. And so we're going to talk about the 28th proverb. And out of the chapter 28, we're going to look at one proverb today. It's Proverbs 28:2. And it reads this.
Listen.
Oh, my goodness. You got to see this. Listen what it reads. Isn't this amazing? I mean, God's just so leading us. It says, When a country is rebellious, it has many IRS agents. When a country is rebellious, it has many rulers. But a man of understanding and knowledge maintains order. I mean, think about that. Think about it. I mean, is it not out of order?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it in rebellion? You know, the American church. You know, and remember this, Paul said, it's not my place to judge the world. We've got to back up and pull our gavels from slamming them down on the world who said they don't want God. They don't want Jesus.
Yellow.
That's not our place. And if you're listening, you know, I always say this, that, you know, our focus is on the church, which we define as believers, not buildings or organizations. Our focus is on the one who's gone astray, to encourage him or her to come back. And our focus is on the one, and our broadcast is for the one who's being drawn to God. If you don't fit those categories, you know, VFN radio is not for you. And we're talking directly to those three categories of people.
So you think about it. That's from a previous broadcast. And that was the day that the Supreme Court ruled, with Justice Roberts being the one was the ultimate rule. And this is what happened, that we were looking to leaders to decide for us what God's saying. No, I want you to decide. I want you to decide. They're using just the same way a gang, for example, would use, that they're saying, you know, we will protect you, and you may need protection. You may need protection. And so this gang of people who are not abiding by the law will protect you. And so, but you have to make a choice. Am I going to get my protection from this gang, or am I going to believe God for protection? Because they're offering you a legitimate thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the end is not good, because you can't leave the gang
right.
alive, right?
That's right.
And so healthcare is a very important thing. And so we're being offered that. And I guess you could say offered or just kind of pushed on us, because nobody's reading it. And understanding that can God give us wisdom? Do we have to turn to government to do that? And I'm about to play for you just a moment. This is all going to be made available on VFN TV and the app is you can download from a store. You can go to the VFN TV blog, VFNTV.com, all these different places you can get it. You can find more about it at VFNTV.com. But that was the first step. And everything has been a lie to this point. They would say that it's not this, and then they would pass one area of it, and then it was exactly what they said it wasn't. But you have to understand that that proverb, that day, the day that they passed it, that we were prophesying through the moment of wisdom, that a rebellious people has many rulers. Mm-hmm. And they are part of the current administration that is in office, are putting regulation after regulation after regulation, I mean, just law after law, a huge bureaucracy. Oh, my goodness. They coined a new word there.
Yeah.
Bureaucracy.
That's good.
Wow. We'll write that one down. And what it is, you know, are we really going to get upset with Saul? Because Saul, the only reason Saul was king, because God's people said, we don't want you to lead us. We want a king like they got a king. So they didn't say, we want Saul.
Mm-hmm.
God found Saul through Samuel and said, you're going to be their king because they want one. So we can't look at President Barack Obama and say, what's your problem? We got to look at ourselves and ask us, why is God allowing this to happen to us? Why are we getting many rulers? Why is healthcare being forced on us? Why are these things happening? Probably because we're not doing what Jesus said to do, is to take care of the sick. Maybe it's because we're robbing God. Maybe it's because we're in rebellion. A rebellious people has many leaders over. If we want to stop all this massive leadership that's being tyrannical, bureaucratic leadership, basically, not tyrannical, but it'll seem that way when they're searching your house and taking your stuff and closing your business down, all this kind of stuff. And it is a process that happens because of God's people being in rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unfair. It's unfair, you know, that the present president was the one chosen when the church said, we want government to fix everything and not God. We want a king just like everybody else. And they compared it. Socialism and all. Look what's happening over different countries. Even though they're falling apart as we speak, right?
Right.
And so here we are now. You got to listen to this. This is in Congress, and they're questioning, you know, trying to understand this new law called the healthcare law. And what does it mean for someone who can't afford to get insurance? What happens if they don't get insurance, and what powers does the government have to get that from us?
Mm-hmm.
Can the Congress make a law? That's what they're saying. Can they make a law that puts you in jail, that seizes your bank account? You know, when you go to college today, and if you apply for a student loan, they pilfer your life. They go through, you got to tell them everything, right? Because they want to know what your financial standing is. Can you afford this education? And that's education, by the way.
Right.
That's the same thing that's going to happen with healthcare. But to be able to prove, you know, where you are, they're going to want to know everything about you, and they will make a quantitative measurement to find out whether you're going to get that surgery or not. They're going to pay for it, or you're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tell you what you can buy, what you can't buy. They're going to make all, and it just opens a huge Pandora box for the laws that the administrators now can do versus Congress, because we're a representative government, could do. Listen to this, we'll be right back. You're just going to be amazed.
Last month's Supreme Court ruling allowed the individual mandate to stand based on the grounds that it's a tax, which Congress has the power to levy.
By this reasoning, it can now tax speech it finds offensive, tax people who choose not to go to church, or people who do, tax people who own guns, or people who don't.
It's still another 2.5 years before Americans will have to provide proof of health insurance on their tax returns, but the central question for skeptics now is whether the IRS can do its current job collecting taxes and manage the mandate for the entire country. The law currently states that taxpayers cannot be criminally prosecuted or subject to a penalty just for failing to buy insurance. But some Republicans wonder whether a future Congress could strip that part of the
Listen
law.
Listen to this. Listen.
Would the IRS then be empowered to fine individuals who do not buy government-approved health insurance, seize their property, and even put them in jail if they don't pay the new individual mandate tax?
Yes. If it's a constitutional tax, as the court has said, Congress can use all of its enforcement powers.
And there would be nothing to bind a future Congress from removing that subsection if they so chose.
Absolutely not.
You just heard it. And you can find out more about it on VFN TV blog. We're going to have it in VFN TV highlights as we're talking about it. And you got to share this. The vote for our current leaders coming up is we're in a quagmire here. You know, we have two people talking about two different Jesuses other than the Jesus we know of in the Bible. And though they proclaim him, it's a different Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we need to, instead of just run to the polls, we're going to need to fall to our knees. Because he said, if my people, when I send a storm, there's a storm being fashioned against America, not because of America, because of the church in America, mm-hmm. who God has shown us is in bed with the government, has made a covenant with the government. Remember that?
That's right.
And we'll be sharing more about that. And they were worried about, you know, the church is worried about themselves and them getting recognition and, you know, the praises of men, why the country is making a covenant with the devil. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what's going on.
That's right.
And in that, the nation falls. It just falls, instantly falls, while the church is asleep on the couch. Mm. Right in front, in this prophetic dream, the nation just falls. Now, I don't think, you know, that salvation is not in any man, any political party. It's in Jesus Christ. And it looks like, based on what the Lord is saying to us and to me, is that, you know, here it comes. You know, brace yourself. And what we've been doing for quite some time, and that's why we're here talking to you, we've been bracing ourselves. I mean, imagine being in the ring with Muhammad Ali. Mm-hmm. You know, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Mm-hmm. But it's us in the ring with Muhammad Ali, right?
Right.
And, you know, you're dodging and ducking and all that kind of stuff, but it's a pretty small ring. Mm-hmm. And so you have to brace yourself because you know you're going to get something, you're going to hit, right?
That's right.
Probably just one. Mm-hmm. Right? You may just faint from the anxiety about getting hit. And the Word of God says people's hearts will fail them because of fear. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, with that it's about to come. It's going to be so intense. This is a rebuke to the church in America. It's a rebuke to the church. It's a rebuke as you know, in a very kind way, you know, how it was said by Chuck Pierce, a prophetic man, is that the government of the world of America is stuck is because the government of the church refuses to adjust. In other words, somebody's controlling the church and needs to let go and let God do what he's going to do with his people. Mm-hmm. And let God do what he's going to do. It's fixing to hit. It's going to hit hard. It's going to hit very hard. You know, David Wilkerson, before he went to go be with the Lord, began to describe it, you know, as a King David. When King David was obeying God and he was chosen by the Lord to be able to lead God's people, but all he was really doing is trying to survive those people who were trying to kill him because they didn't want him to lead, which was Saul, by the way. And there was a time when David was in Ziklag, a place that's called Ziklag, and in that he came back to where he was going to be after fighting a battle, and he and his troops got there, and everything that they had, every single thing that they had, their wives, their children, their property, they lost everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. And everybody turned on everybody, you know? And David cried so hard. He wept so deep mm-hmm. that, you know, he wept so deep that he couldn't weep anymore.
Right.
And then, because there was nobody there to encourage him, he had to encourage himself in the Lord. You know, America, because of the church, not because of political parties, not because of whatever people want to tell you, because those people who are called by the name of the Lord, who profess to be his followers, have gone astray. Mm-hmm. And he wants us back. And like I said, you know, earlier in the first hour, consider hardship as discipline, that he's gonna love us back.
Right.
You know? And so we've been bracing ourselves for this. We've been bracing ourselves because when you have two candidates running for the leadership of your country, which is a Christian nation, which one said we're no longer a Christian nation, and the other one saying we need to convert to a Mormon nation, you know, that it's just not good. And it's like a rebuke. And when you finish talking like that, people say, well, who do I vote for? And I said, you know, you're going to need to vote for Jesus. You're going to need to really pray about it. And we have, as a matter of fact, right after this, we may have play. You just need to spend time with God. You need to abide with him. You need, if you don't abide with him or not focused in your abiding time, get the abiding plan at iabide.org. Abide for 2 weeks, just 2 weeks. Just get in harmony with his voice. And follow those simple little steps to abide and get in tune with his voice. Then go meet the candidates. People are talking about voting for people they don't even know. They heard a soundbite. They heard somebody say something about somebody they said. Spend time with them and let your spirit man feel in your heart what spirit they're of, what's on them. And then, you know, pull the lever in the fear of the Lord. Pull the lever in the fear of the Lord of knowing you've done your best. And do it in the primary type season. Don't wait until the main election because you're going to have all your choices are going to be gone. And people, you know, people have this tendency to want to vote for who they perceive is going to win. Let me tell you who's going to win. Jesus.
That's right.
He won on the cross and he will win and he'll come on his white horse and we will rule and reign with him. Let me give you good news. Vote for Jesus. You know, vote for the Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes as in the fear of the Lord, sometimes we might not even pull the lever because we have this fear of the Lord on us that, you know, which Jesus are we going to pull the lever for? You know, which one are we going to pull the lever for? Now they're talking about, you know, season. We're going into a time of many leaders. There's so many laws being put on the books right now, and they're planning on controlling. It'll take, even no matter who becomes the next president, there's so much bureaucracy on the books. There's so much of that on the books right now. It will take several administrations, if God allows us to keep our country, to get it off the books. I mean, how hard is it to undo the post office if we had to? How hard is it to undo, you know, all these things that are kind of put in place? And so, I mean, it's amazing. There's people going to jail because they built a house on a piece of property that you could do it beforehand. It was their property, but there was a law written or a regulation written that they didn't know about that was new that happened in this administration. They went and arrested two Americans for that. It's not, we have more people in jail in America than any other country, and we're turning our jails over to the corporate world. I mean, oh my goodness. Anyway, so here we are. You can find about this whole CBN news broadcast on the VFN TV blog in its entirety. You can go to highlights to be able to share this. You need to share this with everyone. It's not really a healthcare argument. It's about who is going to control the purse strings. Who's going to control the heart of America? You know, are we turning to government? Are we going to turn to God? Can we trust God? Is God really our healer? And do we really trust God? And we know that we trust God when we're faithful to honor him with our first fruits. When we know that what we got, no matter what it is, it came from him. And we prove that not by telling people, hey, this came from God. I want to thank God for this. No, we prove it by taking the very first part of that, a tithe, a tenth of it. And he's saying, hear God. You know, hear God. This is what you, and he blesses the other 90% and he lets you keep it because it's all his, but he blesses that. And so that's a big test for us. Are we going to trust God or are we going to trust man? Are we going to let IRS agents, and let me tell you something, they hired 16,000 IRS agents with the stimulus money, but they added those IRS agents to the present agents that were there. Do you want to know how many IRS agents there are now?
How many?
48,000. 48,000 IRS agents in America. There's only 50 states. And if you counted the counties or county-like governments that are around, there's only 3,033 of them. So this is what it means. Counties or county-like provinces and stuff. That means this. That there's 15.8 IRS agents in your county ready to audit you, ready to find out where your money and your choices are, ready to seize your property, ready to seize your finances, ready to put you in jail because you will not follow this new mandate. They hated tax collectors in the days of the Lord because this is what they did. They're under Roman tyrannical rule. And so now because we're in rebellion to God, he's turning us over, and the church don't even know it. We're so ignorant about the word of God and how he does things. You know, we can repent. We can cry out now. And between now and November, we can say, God, forgive us for turning to government. We don't care. We want you. Mm-hmm. We want you, God. And America will benefit off of a repented church. 15.8 IRS agents per county. Wow. And what are they going to do? The second you say you can't afford to buy health insurance, they're going to find out mm-hmm. through an audit, because they can audit you now.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to audit you. You have 15.8 available to your county, if you average them all out, to be able to go in there and look at your checkbook, look at your tax returns over the last 5 years to find out what, you know, the values of your properties and your cars and, you know, and their idea of whether, how you're managing your money, that you want to manage it differently, if you're going to take this or not. And it's just like, hey, you know, it's not going to be good. It has nothing to do with what the gang is saying, how they're going to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
There is evil intentions behind this. And the sad thing is, because the church is in rebellion to God, you know, God may turn us over to this if we don't repent. We're going to need to repent and turn to God. And you can find out more about that. Listen, you need to listen to SOS. That S stands for Saul or Samuel. Which form of government do we want as a church? And it's a tale of two kings. How did that happen? How did we transition? How did God's people transition from Samuel, who was hearing the voice of the Lord, leading God's people? Now, all of a sudden, they wanted a king. They turned to government for that. And God says, listen, you know, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you this king. But let me tell you what he's going to do. And he describes the present administration. It wasn't Saul's fault. Saul was an item ordered by the menu of God's people, and Barack Obama is a menu item ordered from God's people by their fruit. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.